know what, that weren't too bad, but it stayed just over 3 minutes long, I think, the intro music. So it gives us time to breathe our way in to tonight's hour-long show. Just an hour then this evening, four lovely people in the court queue. Tina is with me, and we're going to get on with it, as they say in show business. People that have put their donations in, do bear in mind that the readings are only taster readings, and they are only 10 minutes. If you want a full reading with Tina, please arrange it through her Facebook page there, please. Okay, right. Okay, so let's say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
Hiya, Tina.
How's this sounding, Ken? Because I've got different internet.
Sorry?
How am I sounding? I've got different internet. I've got some...
You've got a different internet.
Yeah.
Oh, what, change your provider, you mean?
Yeah, I've changed my provider, yeah.
Oh, bless. Okay. It sounds pretty neat, actually.
Good.
It's a lot clearer. No crackling.
Good.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Good, because I've changed over, because I need it, because for my Facebook Live, you know, as well, when I do Facebook Lives.
Right. So, well, whoever the provider is, sounds like a good one. Okay, lovely. Right then, right at the top, we have Kathy.
Good evening, Kathy.
Hi. How are you?
How are we doing? I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Pretty good.
Good, good. How can I help, sweetheart?
Can you help me with, tell me what's going on with my marriage and my spiritual path?
Well, I can tell you what's going on with your spiritual path, sweetheart. I feel as though you've been seeing things that you can't quite explain. Would that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. The angels are around you, sweetheart, because they want to help you with this. They're saying to me that you're seeing, I don't know whether you're seeing orbs or whether you're seeing shadows, but you're seeing some sort of apparitions of loved ones around you, darling, okay? There is definitely some loved ones around you. I feel as though there's either a mother and grandfather figure around you, or a father and mother and a grandmother figure around you, sorry, or a father figure around you. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They're coming down because they're watching you, because they're seeing you struggling with something, okay, and they feel as though you're getting over-emotional about something as well. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, you need to start asking questions. I don't know what it's about, but you need to start asking questions. Would that make sense? Okay. You need to start asking questions about something, darling. They're telling me you need to start asking them questions that are in your mind. Okay. They're saying to me also answers to these questions that you want, and you don't want no lies. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because this is what they're fearing with you. They're fearing that something is not right, okay? They're fearing that something is not right. So you need to start laying your cards on the table, basically. This is what they're saying. You need to lay your cards on the table, sweetheart, okay? You've got to do this sooner rather than later, okay? Because you've got a lot of stuff going through your mind that you need to talk to somebody about, basically, okay? And you need to get the answers that you are actually looking for. This is what I'm being told. And maybe to do with your marriage, darling. It's maybe to do with your marriage, okay? But you've got to start asking them questions, darling, because you've got suspicions of your husband by the feeling of it. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. The lady figures just said to me, you've had suspicions for a while. You need to start and address these suspicions. Okay?
It's not cheating. It's just other stuff.
Yeah, yeah. You feel as though something is keeping something away from you. Okay. Mm. It's nothing to do with cheating, but you feel as though it's feeling as though it's keeping something from you. Well, do you understand that?
Well, I'm not sure about that yet, but maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But you've had suspicions for a bit, she's saying to me, this lady figure is. And she's saying to me, you do need to address this situation, sweetheart, okay? You do need to address this situation, all right? She just said to me also, you're a bit like her in a manner of a nutshell, because she needed to get a few things out in the open with one time, and she didn't stop until she got the right answers, basically. Would that make sense to you?
Is this my mother or grandmother?
I feel as though it's a mother figure, darling. Mother figure. Okay.
Okay.
She's saying to me, you're a bit like her in a manner of a situation that you've got now. You need to start opening up. You need to start asking these questions and lay your cards on the table, basically. Okay. But with your spiritual path, I do feel as though your spiritual path is going to start going somewhere. Okay, because I do feel as though sooner or later you're going to start hearing spirit around you. Okay, feeling the guidance coming from spirit, feeling their energies around you. Okay, I do feel as though you're already feeling this lady's energies around you, because I'm feeling as though you've been asking her for help and guidance. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's been hearing you ask for help and guidance, darling. Okay, she has been hearing you. And she's saying to me she's there and she wants to guide you. You've just got to let her near enough to guide you. Okay. And she wants to help you with whatever it is you need to sort out, sweetheart, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And she just said to me, darling, okay, that she loves you very much and she misses you very much. Okay.
Okay.
She said she feels as though you was always you could always talk to her about anything. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she said to me, just to clarify, she said what she couldn't do in her later days in life, she says she wants to do for you now. Would that make sense at all, please? Okay. So she wants to help you, sweetheart. She does want to come and help you. All right, she's very much around you. And she says she wants your spiritual path to go where you want it to, not where anybody else wants it to. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But I do feel as though sooner or later you are going to start hearing spirit around you or feel spirits present around you as well. I do feel honestly that things are going to get better for you, darling. I really do. Okay, and she wants you to know that she's going to be very much there. There's a gentleman figure that's around you as well, and he's just said he's going to be there very much for you as well. Okay. I feel as though these two, this lady and this gentleman, are very deeply connected. Would that make sense?
Yes, my father and mother.
Yeah. I do feel as though they're very deeply connected, okay. And I do feel as though when they were together, they used to work as a team as well. And I feel this is what they're doing now. Okay, I do feel as though they're wanting to work together as a team to help you to go where you want to go. All right, darling. They want to leave their love. Okay, they want you to know that that you're very much loved. Okay, and they say they still want you to leave. You could get your cards laid on the table and see what is actually going on regarding where your husband is as well, please. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, they are going to be there for you when you ask these questions, darling. So don't think you're alone, okay? You are probably going to get some questions put into your head that you never thought you'd think of. This is what they've just said to me, okay? So don't be surprised if you come out with a question that you didn't think you'd ever think of, okay, darling. They understand that you're going to be very confused, very frustrated as well. So they want you to know that they're going to be very much around you. With your spiritual path, you need to keep working on it, sweetheart, because they're saying to me they want you to start on your spiritual path. They said you've always had this spirituality inside of you. It's just recently until now that it's just started to come out. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying that you've always had it inside of your sweetheart, but now they want you to embrace it. All right, my darling.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, darling. Thank you for calling in, Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, all right. Let's see. See where we're going then. Right. D.
Good evening, Deep. How are you?
I'm good. I'm fairly good. Thanks for asking. Hope you're well too, Tina.
I'm good. Thank you very much, darling. I'm really good. Thank you at this precise minute. How can I help you, darling?
I'll appreciate if you have any messages from spirit or from a loved one for me, please.
Okay, sweetheart. There is a gentleman around you, okay? There's a lady around you as well, sweetheart, saying that they're very, very proud of you and the achievements that you're actually starting to gain. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. There's some achievements that you've been doing just over this past, I feel as though it could be the past 2 weeks or so, that they're saying to me that you're trying to let things go that's been happening around you. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. They want you to keep working on that, sweetheart. They do want you to keep working on that, please, because they feel as though it's doing you some good. Okay. They're saying to me, you look a lot more happier in yourself and you're looking as though you're a little bit more confident as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good. They want you to know that things are going to start and turn a corner for you. Okay, things are going to start and turn a corner for you. I don't know what it's regarding, sweetheart. Okay, I really don't know what it's regarding. But they want you to know that things are going to start turning a corner for you, darling. Okay. I do feel as though it might be a job prospect that is going to start turning a corner for you. I don't know whether you're applying for any more jobs. Would that make sense?
I usually keep applying. So I heard I got a no today, but I keep looking.
Right, okay. I do feel as though there's going to be one coming around the corner for you, darling. I do honestly feel as though there's going to be one coming around the corner. And I do feel as though it's going to be a better job than what you've had in the past. Okay. I do feel as though this employer is going to be truly interested in what you've got to say and how you've got to say things. I do understand that you've been under a lot of frustration and a lot of pressure just lately. But I do feel as though... really, really coming into your soul deep. I do really feel as though this pressure is being released. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Sweetheart, would you understand a very special lady in spirit? I do feel as though it's a grandmother figure. Would you understand a grandmother figure, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
yes,
I do feel as though when she was alive, you was very close to this grandmother. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. She's saying you've got to remember some wise words that she gave you. Life is what you make it. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She wants you to remember them words, sweetheart. Okay. She wants you to remember them words, please. She says...
Okay.
Once you think about that, you will make life as you want to make it, not what anybody else wants you to make it. Okay. Because I do feel as though some sort in the background there is somebody trying to bring you down still. Okay. But you don't want to listen to them. You don't want to even go there with them, she's saying to me. Okay, basically. She's understanding that you are still a little frustrated with things to do with little man, but they're going to work themselves out as well, she's saying to me. Okay. She's understanding that things around you are going to change, and they are going to change for the better as well, Deep. Okay. And she wants you to know that she's going to give you guidance, because there's something you're needing guidance with. Well, do you understand that, please?
Yes, I do.
Okay. She's coming down to give you guidance, darling. She is coming down to give you some guidance. All right, darling. And she wants you to understand that. And once you start feeling that guidance, darling, you need to start feeling that guidance. Okay. Because you are going to get a lot of inspiration. You are going to get a lot of ideas with what you want to do. Okay. Because there's some things that you're wanting to do. There's some things that you're wanting to do that you seem a bit umming and ahhing about. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Because she said you are going to get that inspiration. You are going to get that guidance, darling. Okay. So you are going to get that guidance. All right. She wants you to think about something that you've been thinking about maybe over the past day or two. Would that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. She says she wants you to come seriously think about it. She wants you to seriously think about it, sweetheart. Okay. Because she feels as though it's something that might do you some good. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I think it's like a therapy course, like therapy course.
Yeah. She said she feels as though that might do you some good, darling. She does honestly feel as though that might do you some good. You need to seriously think about it and seriously consider it, sweetheart, okay? Because it will relieve some pressure that's in your life. Okay, it will relieve some pressure that's in your life. And she understands what pressure you need to be releasing. Okay, sweetheart. So I'm going to leave Grandma and I think it's Grandma and maybe Granddad's love with you. And I hope you've got a little something from this tonight, Deep.
I did. Thank you, Dina. Thank
Thanks
you for
very
the
much,
messages.
Darling. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Ken.
Thank you, Dee. Okay. So, right then. We usually try to give 10 minutes per person wherever possible. And in the course of an hour's show, it's not always possible to give everybody a full 10 minutes. So, when you're calling in, we have a suggested minimum donation, that you put in the box. And that's $3.50 there at the moment, which is about £2.50 here currently in the UK, something like that. If you donate more and you want to spread it over more than one show, we're happy to do that. You know, it means that you don't pay for the next three shows, basically, but you know, bear in mind that if you put in £10 or £20 or whatever in the box, then it doesn't guarantee you the whole show to yourself. Yeah. So, you know, right. Okay. Let's see where we're going then. Melody.
Hello. Good evening. One second, I have you on here. Okay, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
I'm good, thank you.
How can I help, madam?
Well, I don't have a specific question. However, I have been feeling like that a past loved one has been trying to connect with me. In dreams and just other signs. And then this morning I walked out and a feather flew onto my windshield and it stayed there, like me driving. And I was just wondering if you picked up on anything, or is this wishful thinking, because I'm still kind of in the middle of grieving.
Okay, sweetheart. Would you understand a gentleman figure in spirit, please?
A gentleman, I'm sorry, what?
A gentleman figure in spirit, please.
Yes.
Okay. He says it was him that dropped the feather. I don't know why he's telling me this, but it was him that dropped the feather. Would that make sense to you, please?
Yes, because when it dropped, I said hi, and I said his name. I said, thank you for being with me today. I knew as soon as it felt that it was him.
Yeah, it was him that dropped this. It was him that's dropped this feather, darling, to let you know that he's there. Okay.
Okay.
It was a gentleman figure. Okay. I feel as though he's deeply connected to you, darling. Would that make sense?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay. He wants you to know, I don't think he's been passed very long at all, okay? I'd say a maximum maybe of a year. Would that make sense at all to you, please?
Just a little over a year.
Right, okay. It was him, sweetheart. It is him that's very much around you, okay? He's saying to me, he's seeing your tears, sweetheart, and it's not what he wants. Okay, darling, it's not what
okay.
he wants. He wants you to start and try and move on. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
He's got a place in your heart, he's just said to me. Okay?
Okay.
And that place will be there forever. Okay?
Okay.
But he says you've got to start and move on with your life. Okay? Concentrate on what you've got to do. All right, my darling.
That makes complete sense. Yes.
Yeah. You've got to move on and try and get on with what you have to do, darling. Okay. I do feel as though this man was tragically taken. Would that make sense?
So our mother was not tragically, she hasn't passed, but the loss of my brother, it was my brother who passed. She has been tragically affected and mm-hmm. kind of mentally unstable. So that would make sense, because I think that out of myself, even though him and I have a very strong bond, he would be more worried about my mom. And yeah, and it's really hard for me to see her grieve, because I can't fix her broken heart. So.
No, well, no, you can't. It's only your time as a healer, sweetheart. Time is a healer. He's seen mum. He's seen what mum's like. And all he can do is just send healing angels down to her. Okay? But I do feel as though your brother was either tragically taken, sweetheart, or he was very, very sick. Okay.
Both.
He was both. Right, okay. Because I do feel there's a tragedy in there somewhere, sweetheart, okay, which you have my deepest condolences for.
Thank you.
And he is well, okay, he's better, and he says he's going to come round, he's going to give healing, but he's also bringing healing angels with him for mum and for yourself. Okay, but he says only time is a healer. Okay.
Okay.
Mum will be okay. Okay.
Thank
Mum will
you.
Be okay.
Thank you.
But it's just you've got to keep a very close eye on Mum, because Mum's had some really silly thoughts, apparently, what he's
yes.
been telling
yes.
me.
Yes.
She's had
yes,
some silly
Yes, I actually found a suicide note in her room.
Yeah. Yeah, your mum's had some very silly thoughts. She's just, he's just told me. So mum needs
yeah.
to stop. She maybe even needs to probably see a professional.
Okay.
She maybe even
okay.
needs probably see a professional. All right, my darling. I know it sounds harsh, and I know you've not long lost.
No, I prefer that.
But yes. She maybe needs to see a professional. Maybe she needs to see a grief counselor. Okay.
Okay, and I think that that would be a great idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think she would be open to it. So thank you
so much. Yeah, I do think she needs to see a grief counselor, sweetheart. And I think with the first appointment, sweetheart, okay, don't take this the wrong way, but I think you might need to want to go with her.
No, I do. Okay. I do need to go with her, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. I feel like I haven't even begun my grieving process.
I'm still in that numb denial stage. You've been too busy with mum as well.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah. I do feel as though you need to start and do the grieving process, but I also think you need to go see this counsellor with mum as well, because I do feel as though there's a lot of pent-up anger inside of you. Okay, I do feel as though there's a lot of pent-up anger inside of you.
Yeah.
Your brother's saying all this as well. He says you haven't had the time to start and do what you have to do because of mum. You're so worried about mum at this precise minute. Okay, you're so worried about mum.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking that mum's going to be doing the silly, opposite, stupid thing and wanting to be with your brother, which is, yes, it's natural, okay, because no parent should have to bury their child before themselves.
Right.
All right.
Right.
But he's saying to me, please, can you just keep an eye on mum? You need to keep an eye on mum.
Okay.
But this is why he's suggesting
exactly
a grief counsellor.
Okay.
This is why he's suggesting a grief counsellor, sweetheart, because he wants her to get better. And he also wants her to start and come to terms with his death. Okay. But she's not going to do that while she's got silly thoughts going through her mind.
Exactly.
But he does love you both and he does miss you both. Okay.
Well, I appreciate your time and your energy. And thank you so very much. And you have a great day.
Thank you very much, my darling. Thank you. You too. My condolences yet again.
Thank you again. Bless you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for calling, Melody. Okay. Oh, bless. I should say. So, Melody's not staying for the rest of the show. Okay. And that's understandable. Okay. Let's see. Where are we? Oh, Veronica.
Good
evening, Veronica.
Thank you. Hi, Ken. Again, please put the network. You can't let the show on time. We don't want the show to end. Anyway, I had to say that. Hi, Tina Marie.
Hello,
darling. I have a little question. I know my energy changed, and I know Mr. Ken is gifted as well, and appreciate that for working hard on myself, always trying to be in the positive. So I have it's a positive situation. So I have a family member who wants to sell a home, and I'm looking at the areas I'm looking today. This is a coincidence. And I think I have an idea. I'm looking at it right now. I don't know if you can see through my eyes. I'm looking around this area that I'm at right now. Like England has a lot of land, a lot of country.
Mm-hmm.
Am I going towards the right direction?
Okay.
I feel that the area
that you're in at this precise minute, Veronica, is very, very pretty. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Would you understand trees are all around you at this precise minute?
Yeah, there's a lot. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do feel as though that neighbourhood is a quite settled neighbourhood. Okay, I do feel as though it's a quite settled neighbourhood, darling. So I do think you're going in the right way. You are going in the right direction, sweetheart, because you only want what's best for this family member. Because I feel as though this family member, sweetheart, has gone through a lot in the past few years. Would that make sense?
Yes.
I do feel as though it's the right, it is the right area, sweetheart. I do feel as though you're going into the right sort of places for her. Okay. This is what she needs. She needs some nature around her. I do feel as though she needs nature around her, darling, okay? Because I do feel as though where she was, I feel as though she was in a town of some sort. Would that make sense? In a very noisy town.
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. We got you there. Everything right because it is a feminine or female. Can you please tell me, is it land to build on that I'm looking towards that?
Yeah.
Where
yeah,
is it at?
I do.
I mean, because where I'm looking right now, I mean, it's just how school you are, good. I'm going to go up. Do I go up where my eyes are? Do I go up north where I'm looking at right now or go back south where the opposite of,
Keep going north. Keep going northeast.
Northeast. Okay.
Yeah, keep going northeast, okay. Darling. Either that or northwest. It's in between the north. It's in between the northwest and the northeast, okay? Because I do feel as though it's in that sort of an area. It's either northwest, north, or northeast, darling. Okay. I do feel as though there's some good areas around there. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yes. How about a symbol, like a landmark? Any specifically wordy number, name?
No, I haven't got one, but I do feel as though... I don't know why, but I'm being shown a water tower of some sort. I don't know why I'm being shown a water tower. Okay, I'm seeing a water tower, okay, and I do feel as though it's in a nice area, and I do feel as though it's in a quiet, peaceful area. I do feel as though she would settle there. She would settle there, and it would be easier for you to get there as well. Okay.
Mm.
Would that make sense at all?
Could I ask you, is it going to be acres?
A what?
Is it going to be acres? Acres?
I'm not sure. I'm seeing a house with a fairly big back garden and a fairly, like, a driveway on the front.
Well, I wanted to see it. If she'll let me, like, later build something or something, if she, I think, I don't know why.
She maybe would. But all I know as well at this precise minute, Veronica, she's grateful for all the help that you're giving her. She's very grateful for all the help that you're giving her, sweetheart. Because
yeah,
I do feel as though for you, this is a very personal mission for her as well. Would that make sense?
Oh, wow. Yes, ma'am, it makes sense.
Okay, because I do feel as though this is a very personal mission for you, sweetheart. It's not just because you want to do it. It's because you love this female family member so much, and you feel as though you've always been close to her, darling. And I do feel as though you'd do anything for her. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, she's my older mama's daughter, so she's my young mom.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I think whatever you choose for her, I think she'll be satisfied. I think whatever you choose for a sweetheart, she'll be satisfied.
Okay.
I do feel as though she'll be satisfied.
So, is she and my stepfather gonna go with me? Are they letting me make the whole decision?
I think they'll want to look at a place that you find for them first. Okay.
Okay.
I do feel as though they'll want to look at a place that you want to find for them first, darling, as well, okay? But I do feel as though they will let you make some sort of a decision, yeah. I do.
That's good. Thank you for this, because the pressure just came off me, because it's not easy. It takes time, and I've been looking already, because she agreed to it a few days ago.
Yeah.
Do you know how long the house she's in right now is going to sell? Like, I think it's going to be quick, but do you know how quick? Do you have a time frame? I know sometimes they say or they not say.
No, I don't have a time frame, darling. I don't have a time frame, but I know it'll probably be sold by the end of the year.
Oh, we'll put a move fast on this. And anything else on me? Like, am I going to be okay with my job? That I got a new job last month, and I really love it. I love it a lot.
I do feel as though you're going to be all right, though. Yeah, I do, because I feel as though you've made an impression, sweetheart. I do feel as though you've made an impression, and I really do feel that as well. Okay. And I do feel as though these employers are going to keep you there because I do feel as though you've made such a good impression on them. You're a hard worker, sweetheart, okay? You're a hard worker, and you'd help anybody else that got into trouble there as well. Would that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. One more important thing, if you don't mind. I'm supposed to get, I'm going to the background. Remember, I'm not even sure I want to go to that department. I think I want to go to another department. But do you still think being cleared?
I do feel as though you're going to be cleared, darling. There's nothing to not clear you with. There's nothing to not clear you with, darling. So I do feel like you're going to be all right.
I know a month ago you said something different was going to happen, because that I don't have to explain real quickly. And I want to know your prediction that came true about the house. I asked a month ago, and I wasn't sure, and thank you for that. It came out true. I just have an important thing here. Right now, this is a new career, a new different atmosphere, and it's a whole different dealing with water and animals and something, mm-hmm. man, nature. I want to know, like, do I have to change my new study? I'm gonna go back to school. I don't know if I'm supposed to learn.
I don't think so. I don't think you'll have to change your study, sweetheart. I don't think you'll have to change your study. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, my darling.
Thank you for clarification, and I appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Veronica. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica.
Thank you,
Veronica. Okay. Right. Now then, we've got time for just our last call of the evening then. 18 minutes on the clock, which means that we've got time for Cindy, and then we're going to play out, you see, because we're not going to take no more in this evening. Now, we've just got an hour, and we're coming up to it very rapidly now. So, okay, Cindy.
Hi, Ken. Hi, Tina. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Cindy. How can I help you, darling?
Oh, goodness. Well, could you... maybe focus in on some insight on the relationship with Mark and I. We have reconnected. We've been back together a couple of weeks, about 2.5 weeks, and we're working on developing a equine topical formula for horses, and then also that can be used on people, all natural pain relief, muscle, joint formula. Well, it was all my formula ingredients, all my networking, my marketing in the horse business, my connections from day one. It was, we were doing this together. Then when we split before, he started trying to move forward without me. And we don't have the business set up and structure done yet. We come up with a name yesterday because I've been trying to push for that, and he's been trying to push me to perfect the product. And I'm just wondering what you see as his intentions with this. Is he, because he tried to cut me out of it there when we broke up for a month, and then he realized he didn't have the knowledge and the information to finish the product, to do anything with it. And I'm just wondering if you see his intention as pure right now for us to both enter into the business contract and company together and do this together, or is he planning on trying to just get as much knowledge and finishing the product out of me and then him start a fight so he can bail again and then him take off with it on his own and try and cut me out of it? What's his intention?
Cindy, to be perfectly honest, I don't think he has any intentions, darling. Okay, because I do say, I can remember the last time when you rung and you told me you'd broken up, that I did say to you that he'd been licking his wounds and realizing what he'd done. Okay. And I do think he's learnt from that, darling. I do think he's learnt from that, okay. And I do feel
he's
as picked, though...
Since we've only been back, like, I'm sorry to interrupt, but real quick, I want to interject. We've only been back together, like, 2 weeks, and he's picked, like, 4 ridiculous fights and acting like really immature, childish when he starts throwing this tantrum. And then later acting, I didn't say that, and then acting like it didn't happen. Like his brain is pinging all over the place.
Right, okay. I'd still keep your guard up though, darling. I'd still keep your guard up though, because you're very, very suspicious of him, which is, you've got every right to be. Okay, you've got every right to be. You've got every right to be suspicious of him. Just don't let too much information go. Okay.
Well, that's all he wants to focus on, is pushing for the information. And I'm like, well, we need to get the business structure and that completed and filed and the business account where we're both equal partners. And I was like, he was like worried about paying his farm off and this big loan he had taken out so he doesn't lose the farm. Like, he wasn't planning on paying me anything. Like, he's just trying to generate this so he can take care of his stuff. And I'm like, well, we both have bills. We both have to make a living. This is an equal partnership.
It seems to me as though he's not considering what you're wanting at all, to be perfectly honest. Okay, not saying that to be harsh, not saying that to put you off completely, darling. But it does seem to me as though he's being selfish a little bit. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, and that's why I was wondering what his intentions, like, I can see, like, physically, but I'm not trusting now because of the breakup and because of what he did. I want to know if his intentions are pure or if he's planning on just getting me to finish the product and then him start a fight so that he can take off with it on his own and cut me out of it again.
Yeah, well, I keep you got to.
Or if he's truly planning on staying in business with me. You know, what's his intention?
With the way that he's been acting and starting fights for no reason, I'd keep your guard up if I was you. Don't let too much information go. You just concentrate on what you've got to do with it, okay? You concentrate on what you've got to do with it. And I'm not being funny, but I feel as though you need to take full control of it. I do feel as though you need to take full control of it, sweetheart. Okay, because you don't want to be duped out of something that somebody else is going to gain from you, basically. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel as though you need to take full control of it, Cindy, to be perfectly honest, because I'm even feeling suspicious. Okay.
Should I just break up with him and just go on and do it on my own? Because, like, we're at the point of getting ready to file the business. We came up with a name we agreed on. Yes,
That is completely your free will at work there, darling. I can't interfere in that. I can only give you the advice that you're after. And I do feel as though I am feeling a bit suspicious of him. I know it sounds wrong, but I do feel as though I'm feeling your suspicions, okay? But I do really feel as though you need to take full control of this. And because you don't want to be, as I say, you don't want to be duped out of anything that somebody else is going to gain from you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't want to be duped out of it, sweetheart. Okay. So take full control if I was you, and think about what you're going to do with the business. And in time, I do feel as though even if you did go on your own, Cindy, you'd do it yourself. You'd make it yourself. Okay.
Right.
You won't need him, to be perfectly honest, really, to be behind you, to be helping you. You're good enough to do it yourself, darling. You are really good enough to do it yourself.
Right. I know that. But we did start it and discuss it from the beginning. We started it together to build something together and build a business together and with an income. So can you tune into his intentions then? Relationship-wise, future-wise, is he just, is all the reason he got back together? Is he wanted to finish this product to try and make money? Or is he genuine about us? Can you tell me what his intention?
I do feel as though at one side he's seeing dollar signs, sweetheart. I will be honest. I do feel as though at one time he's at one side he's seeing dollar signs. But on the other side, I do feel as though he wants to make it work as well. Okay, so it's like a catch-22 situation, sweetheart. All right. I do feel as though it's like you've got to choose on what you want to do with it first before or sit down and ask him what his real intentions are. Okay. I do feel as though you need to sit down and ask him what his real intentions are, darling, to be honest. Okay. Because whether it starts a fight or not, you'll see by his reaction when you sit down and you ask him what his real intentions are, and that will give you your answer. Okay, I feel. That will give you your answer. Because even with your energies, I'm feeling your suspicion. You've got every right to be as suspicious as you are, to be honest.
Right. That's why I was wondering if you could tell his intentions rather than, I didn't want to misjudge him because of the breakup and because, you know,
I'd
sometimes
say,
you can't see the forest for the trees. So I wanted to set my feelings aside and not misjudge him.
Yeah, I'd say lay your cards on the table, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay. Do you see why he has been, like, mind pinging everywhere and like, losing his temper?
No.
Okay,
Cindy, thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks
so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy. Right, within the last...
Thank you.
9 minutes now, because I did ring the bell more than once there. Okay, we have time for one more then. Just called in. 916.
Good evening.
916. If you don't answer me and we don't know your name, then we can't take your call. Hello? 916. Do you want a reading or not? You need to unmute your microphone. No, doesn't want one. It's gone now. Okay, we'll play out then, Tina. And thank you, Ken. Thanks, Tina. Right out. Okay, so we're going to play out then instead, ladies and gents. We were going to try and fit that one in, but didn't want a reading. Okay, fine.